beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carr.
This is like a tidal wave of hope for all of us, so we are very, very grateful for that.
Frank Oldham is talking about the approval by the FDA today of a three-drug AIDS-fighting cocktail in one pill. Oldham's National Association of People with AIDS calls the breakthrough monumental. At the Global AIDS Alliance, David Bryden.
Once you can show people that medication is effective, that you can take it, you can gain access to it, it really does help people overcome that mental hurdle.
That mental hurdle being to actually take your meds while covered by the depression of an HIV diagnosis. Medicines from three different drug companies are combined in that single once-a-day pill. The Senate votes in a week or so on a bill to improve U.S. gas and oil supply. CBS's Bob Fuss says 8 million more acres of the Gulf of Mexico would be opened to oil and natural gas drilling.
It's far from a sure thing, but the compromise announced by the Senate Republican leader could lead to opening up about 8 million acres in the eastern Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas drilling. The proposal would still let Florida, which is very worried about its tourist beaches, protect offshore areas out to 125 miles. The House has passed a much broader bill, including ending a longtime moratorium on new drilling off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, and it's unclear the two houses could come to agreement. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Trouble for Israel gets worse. First, Hamas in Gaza attacks soldiers and takes one captive more than 2 weeks ago. Today, CBS's Robert Berger says Hezbollah to the north attacked, killed eight Israeli soldiers, and took two hostage.
Israel's cabinet has approved airstrikes in Lebanon that are expected to target civilian infrastructure and Hezbollah facilities. But Israel is also bracing for rocket attacks from Hezbollah in return. Israelis in towns along the northern border have been ordered to spend the night in bomb shelters.
With White House reaction now, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The administration blames Syria and Iran for the abduction, since those two countries bankroll Hezbollah terrorists. In a written statement, White House spokesman Tony Snow says Lebanon should not be held hostage to the interests of the Syrian and Iranian regimes.
A tornado picks on commuter rail lines north of New York City. No human casualties that we know of so far.
We are getting reports of structures down, buildings down, multiple trees, power lines. We do have some power outages. We have trains that are being delayed because of trees down across rail lines.
Neil Sweeting at the Emergency Management Office in Westchester County. German officials have to pay the cost and damages to a drug mule. Police forced him to cough up a drug-filled balloon. Cruel and inhumane, ruled the court, when a little patience and attention would have been rewarded with the same evidence, eventually. On Wall Street, the Dow lost more than 121 points. The Nasdaq was off nearly 39. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth, with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
The French soccer star who got tossed from the World Cup championship match for headbutting An Italian player is apologizing, sort of.
Je m'excuse auprès de tous les enfants et de...
I apologize to all the children who were watching. So said Zidane of that headbutt, aware he's a role model for kids all over the world. But Zidane says he doesn't regret headbutting Marco Materazzi, although he's not proud of his reaction. Zidane says his opponent insulted his mother and sister three times, and he couldn't just let it go. Zidane was sent off the pitch. He says he'd like to see Materazzi punished too, because he provoked him. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Police say an 80-year-old man has pleaded guilty to trading for what money was increasingly difficult to buy. He swapped crack cocaine for sex with prostitutes. Felix Coco's lawyer says his client wanted to remain active after his wife died 3 years ago and turned to hookers and found crack work better than cash for payment. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
We all love champions, we all love winners, and even the best of them can suffer from cold sores. Millions of people suffer from cold sores, and now millions of people use Relieve one-day cold sore symptom treatment. Why do they choose Relieve? Because Relieve is the only treatment that guarantees to relieve the symptoms of cold sores in just a day. So if you suffer from cold sores, get a winning treatment. Get Relieve. It's guaranteed. Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V, and you can buy Relieve from the shelves of all major drugstores and other fine stores.
Welcome to another edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your humble host, Peter B. We've got 3 hours to talk about what's going on in our world, and unfortunately, that's not enough time. But we'll do what we can. Our program is live and unrehearsed. It's broadcast on KRXA 540, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, and Freedom. Also on KGOE 1480, Eureka, Arcata, Humboldt County. And we have listeners who tune in the nighttime in Sacramento on 1240 Talk City, KSAC. And in Phoenix, Arizona on KPHX 1480. Wherever you are, however you tune in, I'm glad you found us here at the Peter B. Collins Show. You're invited to call and join the conversation whenever the urge strikes you. 831-899-5792 is our number for the Central Coast. Or you can call me toll-free anywhere in the continental U.S. at 888-579-2540. That's 888-579-2540. On our program today, in about a half an hour, Joel Barkin from Progressive States Networks will join us to talk about some of the activists who are running for political office this year. Next hour, Amy Jussel, who is an activist at ShapingYouth.com, is going to talk about the way corporations and, the big sponsors are ganging up using instant messaging, the internet, cell phones, text messaging, to bombard your kids with messages. And she's going to tell you some of the stuff that I didn't even know about. That's coming up next hour. Our weekly visit with Larissa Alexandrovna, managing editor of RawStory.com. She'll be joining us to talk about the what was revealed last week about an alleged terrorist threat on tunnels in New York City. This is another case where they have hyped the threat and also hyped the success of nailing these people. It was a bunch of guys in a chat room. We'll get the details from Larissa. And to kick off our free speech zone in the third hour today, Doug Ferrari, a comedian known as Dougzilla, he's going to join us to recount the top 10 Bush scandals, according to his own personal accounting system. That's all ahead, plus your calls in the third hour in the free speech zone. So join us. Drop me an email if you like, peter@peterbcollins.com. And before we get underway, we have to tip our hat to James Pena, who's back at the controls today, and he's a brand new dad. Omara Pena was born last week, and by all accounts is doing very well. Congratulations to James and Karina. Ah, you know this country's in trouble. When the Wickline family singers tell you,
there's no other way to say it, we've been lied to and mistaken. just led into another senseless war. How many thousands must lay dead before we wake up from this nightmare and revive the American dream? If we blindly stay the course, this horse will drown us in the stream. Let's take our...
Yes, if we blindly stay the course, this horse will what? I think throw us off is what he said. Kevin Danaher joins us this half hour. He's co-founder of Global Exchange. He has a fabulous wife, Medea Benjamin, who is an activist unparalleled in many respects. And he and I shared a panel just about 2 weeks ago where we screened a new documentary about 9/11. Kevin, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Hey, Peter. It's great to be on the radio with you.
Oh, nice to have you. And I really enjoyed the panel discussion we had a few weeks back and wanted to have you on the program because... many of the listeners to this show are kind of ahead of the curve on a number of issues. And what I see creeping upon us because of the way the corporate media operates and doesn't cover certain issues is that we are operating in parallel universes. And you and I were there with two filmmakers who were deep investigators of the issues of what really happened on 9/11/01. And you had some powerful advice for members of that live audience at the movie theater that I wanted to ask you to share with our listeners today. And that is, when you start to open up the can of worms, that is the mythology of 9/11, it can sometimes be overwhelming for the people you're talking to.
Yeah, I have very good friends who are very progressive people and otherwise courageous people who, when I start to explore the facts of the case versus the official story, they say, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't know, because the implications of it are so scary. You're talking about a coup d'etat. You're talking about people within the U.S. government who are intent on overthrowing the Constitution of the United States. Now, think about this. Al-Qaeda, let's assume there is such a thing as Al-Qaeda,
yeah,
and there are foreign terrorists who want to do us harm. They can blow up a building. They could poison a reservoir, stuff like that. They can't destroy the Constitution. Only we can destroy the Constitution. And if we allow the Constitution to be destroyed or even undermined, as it is now, the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure, it states in that amendment the government must have probable cause,
right,
to spy on us. They're mining our information. There's no probable cause involved there. So this is a crucial constitutional issue, and I do a lot of conservative radio, and I reach out to our conservative brothers and sisters and say, look, if you're a conservative, you should want to conserve the thing that is most vital to our freedoms, and that is the Constitution of the United States. Every police officer, every public official, every member of the military swears an allegiance to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So if they happen to be domestic, that doesn't get them off the hook. If they happen to be based in the White House or the Pentagon or something, that doesn't get them off the hook. If they are trying to destroy the Constitution, then they are enemies of all of us.
And you made a comment that I'd like you to reprise, which is when you start to talk about 9/11, Building 7 is the most obvious, most compelling, least complicated issue to raise to open people's minds.
And the videotape is there. The building fell at 5:20 p.m. It wasn't hit by a plane. It wasn't hit by anything from the towers. There were a couple small fires. And it falls at 5:20 p.m. It comes down in a neat little pile in a little over 6 seconds. Now, that doesn't happen to a 47-story building. I know something about building. I've been working the Global Citizen Center. Our website is globalcitizencenter.org. It's a real estate project to bring together all the social justice, environmental groups, green economy companies in one building, starting in San Francisco and then rolling it out to other cities around the world and create a network of these global citizen centers to get us beyond this nationalism and to accelerate the transition to a green economy. So I've been studying now for several years buildings, and I've also watched, through the collaboration of somebody I knew, an acquaintance who was in a demolition company, how they do demolitions. It's a very complicated process. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks to get in that building, do all the calculations, plant all the explosives. And that building, you can rest assured, had no access from terrorists because it housed the CIA, the Defense Department, the FBI for New York, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the New York Mayor's Disaster Relief Control Center. So it could have been a control center for the whole operation, but it sure as hell wasn't infiltrated by some foreign terrorist.
Yeah.
And that issue of that building has not been dealt with. It's not been explained. It wasn't in the congressional hearings. And that building has been rebuilt. 50-story building, it's now back up. It was the first one rebuilt real quick. So in all cases, they quickly removed all the debris. Quick, and think about it. That's not standard operating procedure. When you have a crime, you cordon off that area. You put up yellow police tape, and you have the forensic people, as we see in all this, you know, Miami, whatever, all these forensic cop shows. You go in and you examine all the evidence to see what caused this building to collapse. And how is it that they got everybody out of that building so that no one was killed in that building? There's just all these unanswered questions.
Well, and the comment you made that I was driving at that I'll reprise is that if we come on too much, too fast, with people who aren't prepared to absorb what is the underlying shock, and that if these acts were done intentionally, or there were intentional omissions that permitted them to occur, then it requires us to think about deep, dark, and very scary things. And the comment you made is that we have to take it slowly. Otherwise, it's like trying to give somebody a drink of water out of a fire hose.
Exactly. too much, too fast.
Yeah.
And those of us who have studied this, and I find myself doing this, you know, you're laying out, and actually I'll confess, you know, what first got me into this was my daughter, my teenage daughter, when she graduated eighth grade a few years ago, she did a report on what really happened on September 11th, and she found about 40, 45 holes in the official story, and I thought, wow, you know, if my own teenager can dig this stuff up, then surely I can look at it and not be a coward.
Yeah.
But we've got to be careful because we build up so much knowledge in terms of substantive facts, and then you approach somebody who knows nothing, and, you know, you're gushing out this information, and people can just get overwhelmed and say, well, wait a minute, that's just a little bit too scary.
It's also difficult, too, because there are now myriad sources who are trying to unravel what we hope would lead to the truth about what actually occurred on 9/11. And there's some backbiting. Jim Hoffman, who was on the panel with us, doesn't particularly like the loose change guys. He thinks they appropriated some of his work, particularly about Building 7, and that they play a little fast and loose with the facts in some cases. There's also some pushback on a guy named Jim Fetzer from the University of Minnesota, who is a longtime conspiracy theory buff, started on the Kennedy assassination and has moved forward over the decades. And so it's interesting to me, the more I delve into it, I start to see some of these flashpoints between people who generally agree that, you know, we haven't been told the truth about what really happened on 9/11, yet there isn't a way for us to really vet this information and peel off what is credible and what isn't.
Yeah, the main thing, I think, is to avoid what I call tactical sectarianism. It's like within the left in general, you have some people who focus on organizing street demonstrations and some people who focus on writing letters to Congress and other people focus on fair trade economics. And you'll sometimes hear them, oh, those people who are doing letter writing to Congress, that's a bunch of baby stuff. And the people writing letters go, oh, you demonstrators are breaking windows and giving the left a bad name. And that's tactical sectarianism. And I think what happens sometimes in these issues is people get proprietary about it, like, I own this issue, I'm the expert. And I remember I played in a rock and roll band decades ago, and, you know, who's the best guitar player? You know, you'd get that kind of thing. And we got to get it out of that kind of ego-identified me stuff. It's about we.
Right.
Because it's going to take a mass movement to reclaim our government from these elitists who have taken it over.
We've got
to
take a break, and we'll return in just a moment with Kevin Danaher, co-founder of Global Exchange. Get on the web, globalexchange.org. We'll get a quick update on the green festivals and also talk about the Mexican election and some of the other efforts that are underway at Global Exchange. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast, or toll-free at 888-579-2540. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
This week on Rock Roller Real Estate, meet John Brown, president of Brown Developments. John is an investor, author, and produces a weekly TV show. If you're an investor, listen this week. John will have some hot tips for you on some great real estate opportunities. That's this Sunday at 10 a.m. Rock Roller Real Estate, heard on this station and all over Northern California. You can also listen online at rockrollinrealestate.com. For more information, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Twenty-two minutes past the hour as we roll on in the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking with Kevin Danaher, the co-founder of Global Exchange. They're on the web at globalexchange.org. And, Kevin, your green festivals have been growing and expanded into a new city, Chicago, this year.
Yeah, we're going to do Chicago April 21st and 22nd. San Francisco is November 10th, 11th, 12th. And Washington, D.C. is October 14th, 15th. And what these are is to show people that the green economy already exists. We bring together every sector of the green economy with about 7, 8, 9, 10 companies from each sector in neighborhoods throughout the hall. It's a huge hall, you know, one of these big convention halls here in San Francisco. We do it at the Concourse at 8th and Brannan. And then we bring in about 10 or 12 vegetarian organic restaurants. We have organic beer and wine. We have about 60, 70, 80 speakers, workshops. People like Alice Walker, William McDonough, the green architect, my wife, Medea Benjamin, all sorts of people talking about how do we make a transition to the next economy? But, you know, we have live music, we have puppet shows for the kids. It's a big party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the other Green Party. You know, there's the Green Party, that's the political party, this is the Fiesta Party.
It's a lot of fun.
And that's the main point, is that people go away going, wow, that was great. What if we could live like that all the time and not destroy nature as we feed, clothe, house ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And that is possible.
And what are some of the other proactive programs that you have at Global Exchange right now? I know you do eco-tours and political tours of other parts of the world.
Well, actually, today, the big thing today is my wife was pictured in the New York Times, the LA Times, the San Francisco Chronicle. And her assistant, Nancy Mencia, sitting right behind the people testifying in the hearings about Guantanamo and the torture issue, with these little signs saying, close Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks great. It was on the New York Times website. It was, you know, in all these newspapers. And what they do is they go out, and they're actually in the middle of a thing called Troops Home Fast. That's
right.
The website, troopshomefast.org. Mm-hmm. Camped out in front of the White House in Lafayette Park, fasting, hunger strike, and as a way to say, bring the troops home, enough death already. It's not working. And then when Bush goes to Crawford in mid-August, they're going to move the show down there and dog him down there. And then when he comes back to D.C. at the end of August, they're going to come back to D.C. until mid-September. There's an International Peace Day when there's going to be huge mobilizations around the world saying, look, just stop. You know, just get out. You're killing people. You're recruiting more people to al-Qaeda. You're the best mm-hmm. recruiter al-Qaeda has ever had.
Right.
Osama probably loves Bush. And just admit, it's a failed policy, and get the hell out.
And Global Exchange set up Iraq Watch on the ground there after the U.S. invaded, dealing with the issues that the civilian population encounters.
Yeah, and we've now actually got an Iraqi on staff who is building connections with Iraqi people and Iraqi institutions in Iraq, and we're helping members of the Iraqi resistance to, not the armed resistance, but like people in the government who have been elected, who are saying, look, get the troops out. You know, don't build U.S. permanent bases. We're helping them get their articles out in U.S. papers. But as you mentioned, we also do tours to countries all over the world, what we call reality tours, as a way to educate people about what's really going on. We have stores where we sell third world crafts so that these third world development groups don't have to rely on charity. They can work their way out of poverty. We publish books. We do corporate pressure campaigns, the Nike sweatshop campaign. We were big in that. We've sued companies. We buy shares in companies that are doing bad things, and then we go in and disrupt their shareholders.
I like that.
And say, look, this is not good for your stock. The Nike stock during our campaign went from $70 a share to $40 a share. You shareholders are going to lose money. So a lot of it is really about trying to talk sense to people about what is your self-interest. Is it in our self-interest to destroy the planet, to just wreck the environment so that we leave our grandchildren mm-hmm. a burnt cinder of a planet? I don't think so. I don't think there's a business rationale for destroying the planet.
And, Kevin, you also have an election monitoring operation, and Ted Lewis from your shop was in Mexico monitoring that contested election.
Yeah, and what's coming out now is all sorts of evidence that there was manipulation going on. There's a videotape of one of the pawn guys stuffing a ballot box. And you got to remember that in a country with 40 million voters, 200,000 vote difference is not that big a deal. You're talking half of 1%. And so now the second place candidate is calling for a recount of that. And that actually, there is a legal basis for that in Mexican law. In a lot of ways, the Mexican elections are run better than ours in terms of there being a printed ballot. None of this electronic voting where you have no receipt, and also they have an election commission that is pretty much independent, which we don't have. You know, you notice in our debates it's only Republicans and Democrats. You don't get the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or
mm-hmm.
any other party represented in those debates because it's basically corporate controlled.
Yeah.
So,
Kevin, we're almost out of time. Just a quick comment on the latest problems now with Lebanon and Israel mixing it up?
Well, at some point they're going to realize you can't get peace by killing people. You know, if that worked, we would have had world peace by now, and it just doesn't work. You know, Israel invaded Lebanon in 82. They went all the way up to Beirut and killed a lot of people. It didn't bring peace.
Yeah.
And the U.S. has to play the role of a truly neutral broker, and it hasn't done that. It's been totally on the side of Israel against the Palestinians.
Kevin, we're out of time, but it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We'll do it again soon.
All righty. Take care, Peter.
Kevin Danaher, globalexchange.org. Coming up next, Joel Barkin will join us from Progressive States Network here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Join R.J. Moyer for his weekend show about college funding this Saturday at 10 a.m. on KRXA 540. R.J. Moyer brings to the microphone a unique perspective on the benefits of a college education, and he shares with you his knowledge on how to substantially reduce your out-of-pocket college expenses.
This is R.J. Moyer. Join me for About College Funding Saturday morning at 10 on KRXA 540, sponsored in part by The Potting Shed in Aptos.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview nationally known writers, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Childhood Matters, the show for parents and everyone who cares about our kids.
There's a lot we can do to help children feel confident and positive about their racial heritage and culture and encourage the development of healthy racial identity. I'm Nurse Rona. Join us Sunday when we'll offer suggestions for fostering a healthy sense of self in children.
Childhood Matters, this Sunday morning at 9 on KRXA 540. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. And we continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes past the hour. If at any moment you'd like to call and talk on the air, we invite you to do so. 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast. Call Elvis. Or Elvis or anybody else can call us toll-free. 888-579-2540. That's 888-579-2540.
Calling Elvis, he won't know. Well, tell us, calling, it's too soon.
Returning to our program today is Joel Barkin from the Progressive States Network. Hello, Joel. Thanks for joining us.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for pinch hitting today. Your friend and co-founder of the Progressive States Network, David Sirota, I had to think about that, couldn't join us today. He had been scheduled to, but he had a conflict. He's got that new book out, which I think is very powerful. And so we're going to reschedule him for the future, but I thank you for stepping in.
Sure, my pleasure.
What do you guys do? What caused you and David to think of this concept of trying to support progressive politics at the state and local level?
Well, just to give you a little personal history, David and I actually both worked together in Washington on Capitol Hill for a number of years. I happened to work for, I think, one of the great progressive leaders in this country, Congressman Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah. I hope he makes it into the Senate. Looks good, doesn't
it? I think he's going to make it and is going to at least restore some of what's been missing since Paul Wellstone died. And will be a great progressive voice. But unfortunately, there aren't enough Bernie Sanders. And David and I were both sort of frustrated with the lack of any progressive agenda at the national level. And when we looked at sort of the landscape across the country and saw where real progressive action was really happening and where progressives actually had power, it was very clear to us it's in the states. Mm-hmm. And that is where we can push a real agenda of progressive change and actually have the legislatures in many states in our favor where change can be made. Mm-hmm. So it
is happening on issues like health care, mm-hmm. Campaign finance reform, even global warming. California,
any progressive idea you can think of almost certainly has been introduced, mm-hmm. Or if not introduced, passed at the state level.
Yeah.
What's the scary thing that's going on, however, is that the right wing has really capitalized on these state legislatures, many of the state legislatures that are part-time, that don't have full staff, and have exploited these legislatures and passed horrendously bad legislation. And our side has not put up the resources to really defend and support our progressive legislators in the states. And it's for that reason that David and I, as well as a number of legislators, got together and said, you know, we needed to start an organization that state legislators and state activists could depend on and could count on when they needed help passing good legislation.
Yeah, and again, on health care, we've got Massachusetts setting a new standard.
Right.
San Francisco is
Although I'd be careful to promote the Massachusetts bill too much. I think there's a lot of problems, I think, with that bill. I think the overall concept is obviously good, but mm-hmm. But how they're getting there is, you know, basically what Romney did in Massachusetts. Governor Mitt Romney said was, you know, it's illegal not to have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, think of all the problems you can solve that way. You know, tomorrow he could say it's illegal to be homeless. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to rid homelessness. I mean, the key there, I think, is to really make sure that we're putting more of the responsibility on our employers and less on the individual, especially those individuals who can't afford to pay even what the state is requiring.
And what I see is at least part of your mission at Progressive States Network is to help trade and compare notes so that the people in the legislature in Vermont, where, for example, they recently passed an impeachment resolution, would know about the legislator in Illinois who was sponsoring a similar resolution.
Exactly. And not just know about it, but be able to know the pitfalls and the strengths of arguments when passing and pushing a specific set of legislation. You know, one thing the right does very well is when it passes something in one state, it immediately moves it to another state and uses the same talking points, the same strategy, to the point where they pass it in 7, 8, 9 states, and it becomes, you know, if the federal government hasn't acted on it in some issues, they'll use that as a reasoning to pass, you know, sometimes very bad legislation at the federal level. So all of this stuff is interconnected.
Right. Yeah. And that's the important piece, is that we need to coordinate the efforts at state legislatures, municipal government, and at the federal level, because if we don't, we have situations that develop, like California. It took 4 years, but a state senator named Jackie Speer finally won passage of important privacy legislation that would prevent banks from giving my records to an insurance company, for example. And it took her 4 years to get it through. The Democratic governor got in the way because he was getting huge contributions from the industries affected. And finally, when he was up for the recall, Gray Davis signed it. And then the Congress essentially nullified it by passing legislation that overrode the California bill.
That's right.
And so if we don't coordinate these things, we can win at one level and then be skunked at another, and that's frustrating. Now, Joel, I wanted to ask you if you have a comment. David Sirota wrote a powerful piece, and I don't know when this guy sleeps, because the New York Times has a front-page story today detailing that Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who barely has any opposition in her run for re-election in New York State this year, is the number two recipient of donations from the healthcare industry. And this is the industry that was
behind Rick Santorum.
Yeah, that was so frightened of Hillary's attempt to reform healthcare during the Clinton presidency.
Right.
And now, in addition to accepting a fundraiser from Rupert Murdoch, the senator from New York is number two in healthcare industry contributions.
Yeah.
What's that going to cost us?
Look, I mean, the thing you figure out in Washington after working there for about 5 minutes is that no one gives you money without strings attached. And if you are taking huge sums of money from multilateral healthcare corporations, they want something in return. And it's disappointing to see that she has taken so much money, and even more disappointing is that she has gone back on some of the things that she has said about her health care plan that she pushed when she was first lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the problem has gotten even worse in the interim. And so it requires, I think, a much more dramatic approach. She's reading the politics of the moment, that there isn't consensus to do that, and the one-party rule in Washington has no interest in
tackling
the problem.
But you see, I think you're wrong there, actually.
All right.
One thing, and someone made this comment earlier to me, and it's the polling is actually very clear on this issue with the public, even amongst the Republican base. People want universal health care.
Mm-hmm. No, you're correct about that. My point was related to the political climate in Washington, because the contributions have kept enough people on the sidelines that there isn't political consensus at the moment. There should be. I think it's the most significant shifted burden onto the backs of American working families that we've seen in decades.
The point is Hillary's voting record on health care issues has been strong. And I'd say that she has, up until this point, I think from a messaging standpoint, it's not good policy or politics on what she's doing. And you have to believe if people are giving her hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions that they're going to be looking to cash it in. And that's what's sort of most distressing about it.
Mm-hmm. Dave and Eureka, join us here on the Peter B. Collins Show with Joel Barkin from Progressive States Network.
Well, I like an awful lot of your thinking, Joel, and I'm wondering if in your travels you also give any attention to the problems of election fraud. I'm particularly concerned about riggable voting machines. Have your people given any attention to?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the big issues that we're going to be pushing in this next legislative session is vote by mail, which has been wildly successful in Oregon, and we're seeing it pop up all over other municipalities, and there's a lot of interest in this issue, and it really it goes right at the heart of this issue in voter fraud. In fact, the Oregon studies have been very clear about what it's meant for their election. They have 70-80% voter participation, and it's and they have all kinds of very strong things in place to make sure that there aren't cases of fraud. So we are actively working on that issue, and same day registration and other issues along those lines.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I think an awful lot of wonderful things fail to happen when Diebold does our voting for us.
That's absolutely correct. Thank
you very much, Dave. We'll continue in just a moment with Joel Barkin from Progressive States Network. You can visit their website, progressivestates.org. And if you have a question or comment, join us now, 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast, or toll-free, 888-579-2540. We'll continue after a brief break right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
I am Attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with great news. I have a new time slot. Reality Radio can be heard every Saturday afternoon now from 4 to 5, so keep it right here, AM 540, for extraordinary progressive talk. With me, Sheila Gale, number one in Reality Radio. There's nothing we won't talk about. Saturdays, 4 to 5 p.m., sponsored in part by Primerica Financial Services. Call Joe and Phyllis at the Marina office for your free consultation. See you Saturday on KRXA.
Would you like to be part of a conversation that might not only inspire your golf game, but have you thinking differently about sports, about learning, and about performance? Join golf pro and best-selling author Fred Shoemaker on KRXA 540 Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for Extraordinary Golf, some uncommon conversations about golf, and maybe even a little beyond golf. Extraordinary Golf, Saturday mornings on KRXA 540 at 8 a.m.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Useless to resist us.
And that makes us irresistible in so many cases. I'm Peter B. Collins. Thanks for joining us today on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 12 minutes before the hour. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Amy Jussel of Shaping Youth. And she has messages for parents about the messages that corporate America is delivering to your kids on their instant messenger, their computer, their cell phone, the text messages. That's coming up next hour here on the PBC Show as we continue with Joel Barkin, co-founder of the Progressive States Network. He co-founded it, as we mentioned, with David Sirota, who will be rescheduled. I think he's going to join us next week. His new book is called Hostile Takeover. And, Joel, I first met David when he was working at the Center for American Progress. And he is a master of facts and information. It's just amazing what he what he's able to pull up.
He's a machine.
And deliver on virtually any subject. So, again, as you guys put this effort together, the Progressive States Network, tell us who your allies are and who they aren't. Because many people, of course, are concerned that the Democratic Leadership Council has far too much sway with progressives and the non-conservative elements in our country today.
Right. Well, we're working with a host of different organizations, a number of labor unions, AFL-CIO, SEIU, AFSCME, grassroots organizations like MoveOn.org, ACORN, and state legislators from all over the country. We are creating a place where progressive organizations and progressive state legislators, can sit together at the same table, strategize, talk about how we create a real national agenda using state policy and state politics.
And by organizing at the state level, are you able to bypass some of the wedging? Because, for example, I feel that in the last few electoral cycles, progressives in the Democratic Party have been taken for granted.
Yeah.
The top dogs have just said they've got nowhere else to go, and so I'm going to go chase conservative voters and office park dads and, you know, Reagan Democrats and those kind of people. And I think that was a fundamental mistake. But it doesn't occur as much as at the state and local levels, does it?
Not exactly like that. I mean, the problem what's happening now is that there are a number of groups on the right wing, American Legislative Exchange Council, which is the right wing state legislature organization, that has been very good at forcing both ballot initiatives and legislation at the state level that put progressive legislators in very difficult positions and really wedge them on both economic and social issues. And our side has not been as strategic in pushing back at the state level. So that's one of the things that we're working on. But, you know, you see one of the really great things about state politics is the degree to which you have progressives in real powerful positions. Governors, state speakers, state senate leaders, and pushing very aggressive agendas. But what's also interesting, and I think one of the main differences that you'll see at the state level from the federal level, it's, you know, it doesn't break down the same way as far as red and blue and Democrat and Republican, and there you can move people much easier because they are much closer to the folks that they're representing, and the policies that they're pushing and advocating have a much, in some ways, more direct relationship with their constituents' lives. So there's much more room. You know, you don't have quite as many party line votes, and there's room to really bring over conservatives to our side.
And Joel, let me just pick one example. Stem cell research is a controversial issue, and California, I think New Jersey and Illinois have gone around the federal government by passing bond measures or coming up with other ways of funding and approving of embryonic stem cell research, even though the president doesn't approve it. There is a Senate vote scheduled for next week, and this is, once again, the time that the president is threatening for the first time to use his veto.
It'll
be interesting to see how that plays out. But part of this is really a result of the pressure that has come from the states. Senator Frist announced his departure from Bush's position over a year ago, but it took this long to find a way to get a vote scheduled. So I believe that it was the efforts at the state level that have prodded the federal government to say, well, we can't let Bush's religious values stop an important area of medical research.
Right. That's absolutely right. And that's exactly my point that I was trying to make earlier, in that if you can move pieces of legislation in multiple states at once, you force the issue on our national leaders. And you can move the Senate and the House in Washington over issues like stem cell research and tons of other things. But it can also work the other way, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm. One of the other issues, you heard Dave, our caller, talk about integrity of voting.
That's right.
And another thing that we care deeply about and that my listeners are pretty passionate and well-informed about is campaign finance reform.
Uh-huh.
And we have a clean money bill that will be on the ballot here in California this
yep.
fall. Arizona's Clean Money Act was passed by the voters but is now subject to an eviscerating attempt by a Republican state legislator.
Uh-huh.
What is the status nationwide of these various efforts to get money out of politics?
Yeah, this is an issue that's time has really come. And you're seeing all over the country new efforts to pass campaign finance and pieces of legislation. We had a conference in New Hampshire on this issue, a regional conference, invited folks from Maine, which has one of the country's best campaign finance plans. And to hear legislators talking about it, this is really not a very partisan issue, or it doesn't have to be, especially at the state level, because, you know, the truth is these legislators, most of them, they don't want to be having to work the phones all day long and kissing up to lobbyists, you know, and it frees them to do the work that they were elected to do. And, you know, polls across the board are showing that more and more people are supportive of this idea as well. So I think you're going to see over the next few years just an explosion of legislation all around the country around this issue. There's just too much momentum behind it for, you know, these corporate right-wing conservative legislators to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is an interesting dynamic, too. As I mentioned, Arizona passed it, has been benefiting from it over these past few years, and now a conservative legislator wants to kill it.
Right.
And I'm hopeful that will not be a successful effort, but we do know that the money in politics has a very corrosive effect and can derail good, well-intentioned legislation.
Right. Absolutely.
One other area I wanted to ask you about is just health insurance and health care reform. We did touch on Massachusetts, and I do understand that it's not ideal there, but I'm mainly focused on the fact that there is an effort underway to ensure everyone in the state. In San Francisco, there's a different model being used to try to provide health care for every resident of the city. And in some ways, I support this kind of an effort, but I also have a concern that it will lead to patchwork systems and
right.
that ultimately we need national single-payer health care
yep.
as the way to get the corporate control of health care behind us and move forward into a much more balanced approach.
Right, and again, I think what's going to happen is the states are going to have to play the lead on this issue. And to the point where the federal government is not going to be able to keep pushing this off any longer. There are a number of models out there. I mean, different folks have different opinions about how this needs to get done. You know, we've seen some efforts on this fair share health care around the country, mostly targeted at our larger employers like Walmart, and making sure that they put a portion of the pay to their employees goes into health care costs instead of throwing their employees on Medicaid and
right.
and whatnot. So
mm-hmm.
there's big effort to both in, you're going to see it in Washington State this year, Colorado, and around the country on that issue.
Well, Joel, thanks for joining us today. Again, I want to direct people to your website, progressivestates.org. And we'll talk again soon. Get in touch with us whenever any big news breaks. All right. Thank you, Joel Barkin.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Amy Jessel will join us from Shaping Youth. She wants to tell you about some of the efforts corporate America is making to reach your kids on their cell phones, PDAs, laptops, instant messaging, and all that. That's straight ahead here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Doesn't your Volvo deserve to be maintained and repaired by the best? Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is locally owned and operated by Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco. Tracy is a factory-trained Volvo service advisor. Mike is a factory-trained and certified Volvo technician with over 17 years of experience servicing and repairing Volvos. Join the many Monterey Bay Volvo owners who only trust Hans Auto Repair to service their Volvos. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside. Call Hans at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
A deadly Hezbollah attack draws Israeli forces into Lebanon.
We are fighting back in order to fight for peace.
A simple single pill for HIV patients.
This is like a tidal wave of hope for all of us.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Israel launched attacks on a new front today, Lebanon. While Israeli forces in Gaza searched for a captured soldier, Hezbollah guerrillas from Lebanon staged a raid in northern Israel. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan has details.
Guerrilla fighters crossed the border and ambushed an Israeli patrol, killing three soldiers and capturing two who were wounded. Israel sent armored vehicles into Lebanon on a rescue mission, but one of their tanks hit a large mine, killing the four soldiers inside. That sparked a major ground battle. Another Israeli soldier was killed as they tried to retrieve their dead. Israel launched attacks from the sea and air as well, sending warplanes into Lebanon.
One airstrike was just 10 miles from Beirut. The Israeli foreign minister says they're fighting for peace.
Israel has no other alternative but to defend itself and its citizens. Israel expects also the international community to act.
I'm Peter Mayer in Rostock, Germany. As President Bush arrives here, the new crisis in the Middle East only adds to the challenges for his meetings with Chancellor Angela Merkel and later this week with Russian President Putin before the G8 summit in St. Petersburg. The U.S. blames Iran and Syria for stirring up trouble, and it hopes other countries will join in pressuring the two nations and other players in the region.
There's a late report from Gaza City that an Israeli airstrike has destroyed the Palestinian Foreign Ministry. Now this.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
Until now, patients infected with the AIDS virus have had to take cumbersome cocktails of drugs. But today, the Food and Drug Administration approved a once-a-day pill that replaces all the others.
This will make it easier for people to take their medication and to adhere to the regimen that will save their lives. This is monumental.
Frank Oldham of the National Association of People with AIDS.
I'm Dan Revive. The FDA says poor countries especially needed to have a simpler treatment for HIV and AIDS because getting a bunch of different pills to people so they could take them at the right time has been very difficult. The federal doctors emphasize, however, that this pill is high quality, also approved for Americans fighting AIDS, not some second-class product just for foreigners.
In Yucca Valley, California, firefighters try to coordinate their efforts against a desert blaze that's forced 1,000 people from their homes. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
The burned area is now approaching 30,000 acres. Much of the charred land is simply dry brush, but more than 24 structures have been destroyed, many of them in Pioneer Town, an area that was used in the 1950s to film westerns. Officials believe this fire was started by lightning strikes.
Republican leaders in the Senate have cleared the way for a vote on opening a huge area of the Gulf of Mexico to oil and natural gas drilling. Florida Senator Mel Martinez says he's won assurances that no drilling would be allowed within 125 miles of his state's shoreline. The lure of free gasoline at a service station in Milwaukee had some drivers lining up before midnight last night. By morning, they were a little testy.
It is 6 o'clock. Open up the pump.
Allstate gave away a tanker load of gas because Milwaukee ranks number one among mid-sized cities in its safe drivers list. But safety took a back seat this morning. Fistfights broke out and there were two crashes as drivers jockeyed for position at the pumps. Police made arrests for disorderly conduct. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
I love to decorate.
And I love you.
Oh, that so didn't work. Get the roller.
It's the Shades of Summer sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of interior and exterior paints and stains. So hurry in now for some great savings. For painting and decorating, ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Get the good stuff.
The only thing better than getting the good stuff is winning the good stuff. So stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store and register to win a huge Napa Orange County Choppers 100-quart cooler. This monster will hold up to 120 cans of your favorite beverage. And while you're in there, you can also enter to win a custom-built Napa OCC chopper. But as they say, you won't win if you don't enter. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store and enter today. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
The Massachusetts Turnpike.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your humble host, Peter B. It's 6 minutes past the hour. And do you know what corporate America is telling your kids on the internet in those instant messages they receive? The instant messages with the voice over IP option? MySpace.com, Facebook.com. Well, there's a lot going on out there, and Amy Jussel is paying attention for the rest of us. She is the founder of Shaping Youth, and it's on the web at ShapingYouth.com. The website is under destruction, I said. Under construction. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us today. First up, I just want to ask you to give our listeners a sense of what you think is the most pernicious or offensive foray by corporate America into the minds of our youth today. And I'll set it up with this example. My son's 21 now, but when he was 5, 6 years old, I used to have to drive him every day past a McDonald's on the way to school and back. And when the Happy Meal was introduced, he learned about it from cartoon shows on TV. And from that point on, it was a daily struggle. Peter, can we stop? I want to get a Happy Meal because I've got to get that new toy. And ultimately, I tracked down the vice president of marketing at McDonald's, the guy in charge of Happy Meals, and I had him on the radio show, and I said, "You must not have kids." And he said, "Well, you're right. What's your point?" And I said, "Well, you would never do this to yourself." And he kind of said sheepishly, "You know, my job is to sell more burgers." And that's kind of telling because corporate America is using all the new tools, the new technology to reach our kids, often going well around us and well off our radar. And the effects long term, well, it's kind of frightening to me. So, Amy, you had tipped me off that Pirates of the Caribbean Part 2, whatever the sequel is called, has a pretty high-tech marketing program. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, that's one of them that is on the radar right now because it just went live on the 7th. But the bigger picture is Windows Live Messenger just went live. Their beta test at the end of June kicked in, which takes IM, the instant messaging, to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And with 450 million unique users a month, you know, we're talking sheer worldwide bulk. You know, Microsoft is no small potato. But so what they basically did, and this is just a media blitz, and this is how media can, what they call it, integrated marketing in terms of advertising. And it can target kids on a global basis to pull in all the different messages and engage them on multi-levels, not just the tube, not just computers, but it gets very sophisticated, and that's where it's kind of interesting to me. It's also intriguing. I mean, media's fun. I'm not trying to demonize the media, mm-hmm. but there are some huge issues that you mentioned junk food, that's one of them. Body image is one of them. I could go on forever, but we'll stay on pirates for a minute. Okay. Just to tell you how that works. You've got mega media moguls out there, and they're targeting kids with this hype, you know, where they basically have the multiple platforms where they can this is taking IM to a new level. They've got free PC-to-PC calls where you can call inexpensively, you know, using the PC as a phone around
right.
the world,
mm-hmm.
video calling, you know, easy sharing folders. They've got all different levels of this. And then when they hooked it in with the Pirates debut, they basically created a whole game involved that would earn insiders access to the movie details, and it would blend sort of an AV and audiovisual storytelling mode. And they had chat and collaboration and gameplay, whether it was one person or you could invite 5 or 10 friends or whatever.
And some of that merges with video gaming, because video gaming uses what they call cheats, where
right.
you're having trouble getting to level 6, and so you go online and it gives you a clue or even, you know, a patch
right.
to get you past whatever the barrier is.
Well, and that's actually going to be a new thing with product placement. That's going to be very hot. The advertisers are already targeting that because the video games are the one areas where the corporations, you know, people are multitasking so much, they can't get a bead on some of these kids because
mm-hmm.
they're doing 5 things at once. But when they're playing those multiplayer massive games, they kind of zombie out where they focus on one main thing.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what marketers want you to do, is focus on one main thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're embedding the corporate message, or this is the new pitch, within the different layers, because they will play the game again and again and again. So it may be you're playing with different players, but it's the same game. Imagine having one product in there with different users each time. I mean, you have to pay that one hit, and they've got them just glued to it.
Yeah.
The interesting thing with Pirates, though, is they also paid it off with sort of a, not just unlocking the exclusive film clips, but they ended up creating multi-level back to the IM thing, where they gave them this treasure trove of backgrounds and display images and winks and things to customize their new IM to personalize mm-hmm. their Windows Live Messenger.
And did they get Johnny Depp to go into a chat room and send messages to people?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know, I didn't access that to that degree. I don't know. I should have tried it out. I am trying out a lot of things going underground. I'm using a different name and going underground to see how they're targeting some of the kids, which is a bit subversive, but I figure all's fair in love and war at this point.
Oh, I think so. It's fine with me. I don't have time to do all that research, and I'm glad you're willing to do it. So, Amy, what provoked you into founding Shaping Youth, and is it your kids who developed an interest that you thought was a little excessive, or tell us what prompted this?
Well, I'm the quintessential media mom that probably did the wrong thing by keeping my child away from TV early on, so it
mm-hmm.
became a forbidden fruit. So she kind of thinks it's quite neat whenever she does have free time to try to go into a media realm. And again, I'm not trying to say media is bad. But what I was starting to see was this massiveness of the media, and the pervasiveness is what I'm concerned about, because it's 24/7. It's starting to define the kids, where they're defining themselves by the media. you know, the volume, the frequency, the reach, the blast power. It's just everywhere. And the kids are starting to become the media. You know, you don't see them being kids. You see them being whatever the media tells them they're supposed to be being. And that was just disturbing to me. When I started seeing this behavior coming out on the playground, I thought, man, you know, as a media person, I'm a writer-producer by trade. I want to create an organization of those of us in the industry that want to flip this backwards and say, we're not saying don't use media. Media's fun and all that good stuff. But we're saying, let's use the power of the media to do good things. You know, there's no reason we can't be putting this energy into something that doesn't have the vapid values and, you know, the toxic culture that we're exporting overseas, you know, from consumerism mm-hmm. on down.
Yeah. Well, and I stopped watching MTV a long time ago because they stopped playing music videos, and that's what I thought they were supposed to be doing there. But recently, it was a couple of months back, I was invited to a party, and it wasn't really described to me in detail. It's just, hey, our daughter's turning 16. Why don't you come? So I did, and it turned out to be a massive production with a limousine that brought the sweet 16 girl to a Tony site in San Francisco with catered food. All the kids were, you know, all dressed up, the guys in tuxes and the girls in evening gowns. And, you know, there was a DJ there and a dance instructor. They taught these kids some ballroom dancing. And on one level, I thought, oh, how nice. And then a friend of mine said, you don't know where that came from? I said, no, I don't have the faintest idea. He said, MTV spends about 3 hours a day running these shows called Sweet 16.
Yes.
And it's just one, you know, materialistic display after another, as these kids try to outdo the television show.
Right, right.
And this is one of those cases, Amy, where I simply, pardon me, but I wasn't paying attention, and I had no idea of the connection between this child's aspirations and what she's seen on TV.
Right, right. Well, you can't get much more toxic than that one. Now, MTV, again, in fairness, has done some good things, the Rock the Vote and trying to get kids out to vote. You know, again, mm-hmm. if we could put them in that pocket, you know, use that for a greater good, it would be one thing. But, you know, look at what you just mentioned, the crass commercialization on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the impact, the trickle-down. You know, what you've got is a bunch of teens and tweens with no financial self-control. You know, they've got no barriers. We've got, over the past decade, credit card debt that's zooming between 18 to 24-year-olds. It's doubled in the last decade.
Yeah.
You know, it's no surprise here. The basic understanding of issues and gratification and, you know, just, again, the priorities.
And another show I recently dropped in for about 10 minutes, it was a dating show. And I know that MTV's been running those for a while, and they're you know, edgier, saucier, and you know, more shocking than the old dating game with Jim Lang was. But this show turned out to be young lesbians. And I'm not offended by the idea that young girls, you know, determine their sexuality and express that in a manner as they see fit. But this was so cheesy.
Yeah.
And it was demeaning to the love, you know, or an attraction between two people, regardless of gender.
Right.
And it just was so exploitive. And what it was all about was a scene where a girl was going to kiss another girl.
Yeah, well,
and,
that's where my oh my comes in. It's the exploitation in full. You know, it's all about ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think that's where I'm getting. You say what motivates me? Well, what motivates me is my industry, advertising and marketing. They have no responsibility whatsoever. They just don't see it's ever the edgier pushing of the envelope. And unfortunately, we're to the point where it sells, quote unquote. And what's happening is you've got the kids in charge of the chicken coop.
Right. We got to take a break, Amy, and we'll be right back and talk more with you. If you have a question or comment about what your kids are doing with those electronic devices, the messages they get from corporate America via them and television, get on the line now. 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast, or toll free 888-579-2540. We'll continue with Amy Jussel from ShapingYouth.com. In a moment, here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Brown. president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary or 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, MontereyLimos.com.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and fun. I interview authors, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make the Monterey Bay Area such a delicious slice of our tasty planet. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Sponsored in part by Kitchen Studio.
KRXA 540 checks your traffic now at 421. Here's Pat McAllister at Metro Traffic.
Double trouble for Highway 1. Let's start with Palo Colorado Road. There, it's an overturn. Now, just minor injuries, so that's certainly the best news. The other problem, Big Sur Highway 1 at Willow Creek, two-car fender bender there, both vehicles off to the shoulder zone. This update brought to you by River Rock Casino. Sign up for a Players Club card at River Rock Casino in July. It's true, though. You can play, and then you can win free gas. It is the gas and cash giveaway, and your play can actually get you $25 in free gas every day from River Rock Casino in Alexander Valley. Pat McAllister with traffic on KRXA 540.
Thanks, Pat. We'll check back with you in about a half an hour.
All right.
And Casey's got your traffic every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. during the Stephanie Miller Show, right here on KRXA 540. Gets him all warmed up for the show from 9 to 10. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised.
No, the revolution will not be televised. However, corporate commercial messages are televised, delivered over computers, instant message systems, cell phones, text messages, and other means that I just haven't learned about yet. We're talking with Amy Jussel. She is the founder of Shaping Youth, the website under construction at shapingyouth.com and shapingyouth.org. So go for it, and you can check it out as it develops. And, Amy, you tipped us off a few minutes ago about the new Windows Live Messenger.
Now, I use Instant Messenger on a daily basis for our radio show, and I barely scratch the surface. I know that there are all different kinds of things we could do with it. We just type out little text messages and trade them back and forth. But instant messaging systems have very high bandwidth, and so you can attach links or video files or music clips, and you can also now go live with a webcam. And this opens up the possibility of different types of sexual behavior using the computer and the Internet. And we saw recently a young woman was able to persuade her parents to get her a passport after she met a guy on either MySpace or Facebook who's from the Middle East.
Right.
And
right.
She was then found, I guess it was in Amman, Jordan or something like that,
yep,
after she had told her parents she was going to Canada for the weekend.
Exactly. I remember that case, and there was actually, I just, while you were on the traffic report, I just have to share this with you because it just chimed in, talk about Instant Messenger, and this is perfect for your, this goes to the traffic issue and sexuality and the media. This is where I'm hitting the wall here in terms of the ever edgier toxicity. There is a billboard campaign, okay, one billboard on one side of the street, one billboard on the other that is jamming traffic. There are legs, left leg, right leg, spread apart, okay, on either mm-hmm. side of the street to yeah. market. I believe it's some kind of lubricated cream. It was created by Gray Worldwide.
Uh-huh.
And here's what my industry has to say about it. This ad is daring. This ad is great. This ad is a cacophony of euphemisms and sexual innuendo. It's also brilliant at capturing attention. No wonder there's a traffic jam. And I'm looking at this going, okay, now, that is what we call ambient advertising, you know, where every child from zero on up is exposed to that. You have no choice whether walking on that side of the street. You can't turn off the TV or not dial the text, the phone or use the text messages. That's coming at you 24/7, and this is downright, this is beyond, this is pretty much borderline porn. I would give you the site, but I don't want to give it a whole lot of publicity.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing that motivates me, that sort of uncouth crassness, because what's happening is it's filtering into the kids from a self-image and a sexual behavior standpoint,
mm-hmm.
Where they're struggling to make sense of some of this content, you know, and when they're being marketed, well, for instance, for me, the tween market is huge. The 8 to 12-year-old market they're now calling tweens, they're targeting them because the older kids are a little more savvy, so they're getting them when they're the most vulnerable and mining their insecurities for profit.
Yeah.
You know, $51 billion.
Let me ask you about this. I have a pet theory that the advances in market research are at the basis of the kind of exploitation that we're seeing. And let me give you this example. Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation paid big bucks to buy MySpace. And many people in the media believe the reason is that he is using that to data mine information about the attitudes and values of young people. And it boils down to these awful reality TV shows that I believe are simply an amalgam of the results of market research. What makes your skin crawl? Well, people answer that question, and they give us shows where people eat worms and do things that make your skin crawl. And I really feel that the sophistication of market research is underlying a lot of these marketing techniques that are potentially problematic.
Well, it is. And then I think what they're missing here in terms of the corporate morality play, you know, again, I'm not trying to be the morality police, but when you look at the trickle-down of what's happening statistically with these kids, you know, teen surgery, for instance, plastic surgery, you know, breast implants nearly tripled for girls 18 and younger. You know, and over 220,000 teens under 18 had some kind of cosmetic surgery of some kind. And I pulled this research when I was working on this film that I'm working on called Body Blitz, Media Shaping Youth, which holds up a camera to a K-5 playground, very young kids. You know, these messages are starting to bleed into them at an ever earlier age. And it's disturbing to me when you have little tiny second graders saying, "Do these jeans make me look fat?" You know, or they're visualizing, you know, they're coming off the cues of Devil Wears Prada, you know, where everybody has to be a size 6 and under, and, you know, the kids are dancing around to "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see this on the playground, and you just do a double take and say, wow, you know, it really does come down to the, you hand us the children for our advertisers, we hand you the money. You know, it's they're selling off their childhood. And to me, the price we're going to pay is going to ultimately cost us all. And that's my mission. That's why I'm trying to do some counter-marketing here.
Amy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your work. And keep us posted as you work on the website. And next time something big develops, like this new Windows Live Messenger, let us know. We'll have you back on the show.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Peter, for your time.
Amy Jussel, ShapingYouth.com. Coming up next, Larissa Alexandrovna, managing editor of RawStory.com, joins us to talk about the terror group that wanted to blow up the tubes of the Lincoln Tunnel or one of those tunnels in New York City. That's next here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
Parents, do you need cash for college? This year, more than $100 billion is available for financial aid. Let AboutCollegeFunding.com help you navigate the complicated process to accessing your share of these funds. AboutCollegeFunding.com is now offering free one-hour consultations for parents in need of answers. To schedule your free one-hour consultation with RJ Moyet, call 1-888-337-9775. That's 1-888-337-9775.
Remember, the early bird gets the cash.
Tired of stale syndicated right-wing blowhards?
And we are thrilled and honored to have with us Donald Rumsfeld.
You got a bunch of dopey kids watching these shows. Oh, O'Reilly! Oh.
Here on KRXA 540, you can hear a fresh local liberal blowhard.
And another thing, Coach, you could strip me naked, stake me to an anthill, pour honey all over me, and I still wouldn't vote for a Republican.
Hal on the show every morning from 9 to 10, only on KRXA 540.
Down in Monterey.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues 33 minutes past the hour. Coming up at the top of next hour, Doug Ferrari is going to join us, a stand-up comic who's put together his own Top 10 Bush Scandals. And that'll kick off the Free Speech Zone today as we take your calls on any subject from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Joining us now for our weekly debriefing is Larissa Alexandrovna. She's a managing editor at RawStory.com. Hello, Larissa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Are you in a secret location?
Yeah, so secret. I'm actually in the West Village in New York.
Oh, really?
Sitting outside, yes.
Well, how nice.
And I can get to a phone.
give us a weather report in the West Village tonight.
It's raining horribly.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I imagined a balmy night in New York, and you're outside at a cafe, and I guess that's not going to work.
No, more like work and hiding rain.
All right, well, I hope you can stay dry. Well, New York City was the scene last week of the revelation that there was an alleged group of Muslim extremists who wanted to bomb the Holland Tunnel.
Or the path, depending on what newspaper you read.
Or the what?
Or the path.
Yes, the path tunnel. That's a train tunnel from New Jersey to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done a little digging on this, and you appear to be working along the lines of my suspicions, which is that once again, the risk has been hyped, and the get has been hyped.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a bizarre story because, you know, and it wasn't really hard to make a couple of calls and find out, so I'm not sure what happened, but first of all, it must be said that these guys were the ringleader, if you will, was picked up in April and has been under arrest since then. So I don't know why this news was necessary to, especially on the anniversary of the London bombing.
Mm-hmm. And he was picked up in Lebanon in April, right?
Correct. And he's been held ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bizarre. But he was picked up for talk crime. He and a bunch of other people were chatting in a public forum that has long been monitored by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have any backing. They had no affiliation, no money, and clearly no sense of science or physics, especially because they actually thought that they could flood New York. So what they seemed to be is the people who really hated America. But, you know, in their wild fantasies, men speculated, or perhaps machismo, kind of, you know, talking each other up. But aside from that, there really wasn't anything that could, you know, you couldn't call this a plot. Hate talk, okay. Plot? No, not really, no.
Mm-hmm.
There were enough people that felt strongly about this that... The question was that many had posed to me was why, if this is a chat room that was monitored for an ongoing period of time,
mm-hmm.
why would you expose every detail of an operation, including supposedly how many people were still not in custody, which would be five, because three are in custody, why would you include every detail of an operation and provide it to a journalist when... It's quite possible that chat room could have facilitated better leads. Or if those men were allowed to continue chatting and did in fact ever make contact with money or with backing, then you'd have a bigger fish to identify. In this case, it was a premature arrest. And what's mind-boggling is the release of this information time to the London bombings. That, I think, is really the most, in my opinion, the most offensive.
Now, U.S. authorities made it seem as if they did not want to disclose this prematurely, as you just described it.
On the other hand, they
did disclose it. So I don't understand what forced their hand, proverbially.
I don't think their hand was forced. I think they were... Frankly, I don't know what the motivation is. I mean, as you know, I pointed out in the piece that some of the people I've talked to you know, only one would go on the record, but, you know, obviously this is someone who is fairly well-respected. That's Philip Giraldi. He's a former CIA honcho, Europe honcho. Anyway, you know, my understanding is that part of why what some people believed was the reason for releasing this information was to kind of offset the news that the Osama bin Laden unit in the CIA called Alex Station was basically shut down last year without anybody being notified in Congress or otherwise. And that was the speculation that perhaps, or I would say it was more than speculation because people felt quite strongly about it.
Right.
That it was offset that and show that, yes, we are still strong on this. But, you know, for authorities who didn't want, they were reluctant to come out and discuss this, I'm kind of surprised that they came out and said as much as they did.
Well, the other context I would offer, Larissa, is that this occurred a week into the attacks on the New York Times, specious attacks for the limited disclosures that they offered of programs that were out there in the public light. The SWIFT program, which is where we accessed international financial transactions to try to trace money that presumably could be used for terrorist activities or just might disclose, you know, what certain groups might be up to. And so there's been this incredible attack on the media with the New York Times as the lead icon. That's for compromising the security operations of the Bush administration. Then they turn around and compromise one of their own operations. Perhaps the New York Times should ask for some, you know, people to be put up on treason charges.
Well, yeah, if this had been, you know, a worthy kind of operation, then sure, I would think it was devastating. But given it was, I mean, it's frankly quite sad that this would be our, you know, one thing that we're able to tout around is, hey, look, well, you know, we've been able to capture and stop terror and whatnot, because it's really such a weak case, really a laughable case, frankly. That said, I do have to agree with some of what you're saying as well. I think the other issue is, given that certain books have recently come out that are far more, and if I were in the administration, I would see them as dangerous because they do, in fact, expose, in some cases, effective programs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're laying the groundwork.
Are you referring to Ron Suskind's new book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not the subway thing, because that's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
And I have to emphasize that because, again, what's fascinating is that James Meek, who writes for the New York Daily News, took Suskind to task about this tunnel story. And a week later, he's the one who breaks this other tunnel, you know, this bomb plot story. I'm not sure if it's, you know, revenge of Suskind or what, but, you know, you have to imagine a Suskind sitting somewhere chuckling.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, Larissa, a little closer to your home base in Florida, we have the recent exposure of this gang that couldn't shoot straight or get anything right. A group of African Americans with a Muslim connection, who, in my view,
well, I don't think they had a Muslim connection. I think that they had a theoretical religion that mixed it up, if you will.
Okay, that's a better way to describe it. But from my, you know, my review of the situation, which is not intimate, it appears that this is another case where an FBI informant entrapped individuals. Because what is on the record is that this FBI informant who had infiltrated the group got them to all sit down one night and swear an oath to Osama bin Laden. Now,
well, sure, and it depends on who the informant is. Because if you look at the case, oh God, and I don't have a machine in front of me because I snuck into the side of a building that's beyond the air. But there's a case where I believe it was a group of environmentalists were going to blow things up. And in that situation, the informant was a female an attractive female, who basically, how should I put this?
She used her wily ways.
Well, she, more than ways, she, you know, they had relations, she had relations with these men, and she manipulated mm-hmm. them that way. And they had no intention of ever doing anything violent. And, you know, pillow talk, suggestions. She literally created this this plan that they never knew existed before, or, I mean, never had before. And she's been spotted at now four events. We've done, I think, two stories on her now. Her name's Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be interested to know who this informant was in Miami, because Anna was also at a Miami event where she caused some problems.
Oh, really?
If it is, in fact, Anna, again, and you're talking about a bunch of young males, then, yeah, I mean, you're talking about 19-year-old boys and an attractive girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much go to the moon if they were asked to.
Yeah.
So I have a big problem with what happened. And just from seeing, the statements made and whatnot, they don't seem all that bright to me to begin with.
Yeah. Now, there you are. There you are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Larissa, do you know what today's terror alert level is?
Ask me if I care.
Well, it's interesting because our friend Jason...
If I can't see Dick Cheney or Bush on television, then I get worried.
Well,
as long as I can see them, I'm okay.
Yesterday we were talking with our friend Jason Leopold, who had posted a piece at truthout.org about the political benefits of the fear campaign. And we traced it back, and the last time they changed the terror alert color code was 3 months before the presidential election in 2004.
Well, I mean, if you look at when the war plot was supposed to be taking place, according to, you know, the FBI, it was supposed to be in October or November, which is incredibly convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this, which is unfortunate. It's almost like I would say this is akin to domestic abuse, where a spouse is beating another spouse, and instead of caring for that, for their charge, for their spouse, and in this case for their citizens, we are essentially being abused on a daily basis. And I think it's unconscionable, and in my opinion, it should be impeachable.
Yeah, I agree with that opinion. Larissa, we're going to take a break.
I'm very angry about this.
We will return in just a moment with the reporter who's wandering the streets of Greenwich Village in the rain, Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. More coming up after a break. If you have a question or comment, join us 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast or toll free 888-579-2540. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a filler affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day, have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
I'm Chuck Mackley, owner of Executive Financial Services. I can get you up to 12% interest on your investment on first and second trust deeds secured by real property. Don't settle for 3 to 5% on your money. Call me today at 443-7277. Your investment will be protected by the equity in the property and title insurance. Put your hard-earned money to work. Call Executive Financial Services at 443-7277 and ask for Chuck Mackley.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale. At a new time, reality radio can now be heard every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5. So keep it right here, AM 540. for extraordinary progressive talk, number one in reality radio, with me, Sheila Gale. There's nothing we won't talk about. See us Saturday, 4 to 5, reality radio, right here on AM 540 KRXA.
KRXA 540, checking traffic now at 448. Here's Metro Traffic's Pat McAllister.
And yes, those are flames. It's a grass fire. Los Gatos just reported along Highway 17 in the vicinity of Lark Avenue. I'll keep you posted on that one. Casa de Fruta, Highway 152, little red car lost control. It's now to the right-hand ditch. There are some injuries associated with this one, so look for an ambulance to be making its way on 152. And Watsonville City Streets, two-car fender bender, San Miguel Canyon Road, right at Hall. And they are expecting to get that one cleared sooner rather than later. Their KRXA update brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Now at Mattress Discounters, every Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress set is on sale. Plus, you'll sleep free for up to 12 months on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Pat McAllister with traffic on KRXA 540.
Fabuloso Pat, we'll check back with you in about a half an hour here.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. We're going to open up the phones here in just a few minutes for the free speed zone. You're welcome to call 831-899-5792 or 888-579-2540. She is walking the rainy streets of Greenwich Village, talking to us on her cell phone, Larissa Alexandrovna, the managing editor from RawStory.com. And, Larissa, anything else you want to add about the tunnel plot that was exposed last week?
No, I think we've covered all of it. I mean, it was really just astounding how much detail. I think I do think actually, again, it's important to repeat how much detail was provided by the FBI when they confirmed the story. If there are in fact five people still on the loose, I think that's incredibly negligent. But apparently, it's only the New York Times that should be held up on treason charges.
Yes,
and not
indeed.
Anyone else. I suspect, though, we're going to see Susskind being attacked relatively soon,
mm-hmm.
as they start running out of ammunition. When you're talking about the SWIFT program, you're talking about a program that everyone was aware of because mm-hmm. it was being bragged about by this administration. So I think at some point they're going to actually have to address the real issues brought up.
Right.
And in that
case, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. It's just the delay on the cell phone. I start talking, and then you hear me a second later.
okay. No, I think that I'm the kind of surprised what people miss in Susskind's book,
mm-hmm.
frankly.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. We're supposed to interview him in a week or two, and I'm looking forward to that. Let me ask you about another issue. You and I have talked at great length over the last few months about the U.S. posture toward Iran, the saber rattling, and the
right.
various what appear to be diplomatic moves that were launched in a shift by Condoleezza Rice a couple of weeks ago. And,
right.
and I wanted to ask you about the new flare-up today in Lebanon, where Israel has invaded a portion of Lebanon. They're some 10 miles south of Beirut. And, you know, I respect the complexity of the situation, that they
sure.
appear to be responding to a provocation from Hezbollah. And
right.
they have serious reasons to connect Hezbollah with the government of Iran.
And you have it.
And what I wanted to raise and get your comment on is
uh-huh.
the connectivity in this, very relatively small region of the world. And the arrogance of the U.S. and to some extent Israel to
Absolutely.
Suggest that we can take certain actions and there will be no reaction or unintended consequences. And
sure,
so
sure.
in squeezing the Palestinians, Israel's unintended consequence is a new sense of unity between Fatah and Hamas.
Sure,
and now
sure.
Hezbollah has gotten into the act here. I don't know all the details yet. But
I don't think Hezbollah was ever out of the act, frankly. But okay, go ahead.
Well, my point is that Israel and the United States seem to believe that they can act with impunity and that there won't be any consequences expected or otherwise.
Sure. And, yeah, it's appalling. And I can say this.
I know you can't, so I will. I'm a Jew, and I can say this. I think the overreaction of Israel to the kidnapping of their soldier is borders on war crimes, if not virtually war crimes. I cannot believe what they've been doing. But I think if you look at the Lebanon thing, that's a fascinating twist, because if you remember, Colonel Sam Gardner said that he suspected a smoking gun of some sort would... Mm-hmm. Some sort of provocation of Israel or some attack or something to that effect that would make it seem as though the United States had no choice but to defend its ally.
Right.
And if you remember the time frame that switched from the spring of, 2007 to where now everyone believed it would be the summer or the fall of this year, then it's easy to see that this could be the beginning of that smoking gun.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is, but I certainly think that, Israel's overreaction could very well be manufactured for this very purpose.
Well, I think that's an important thought for people to process. We need to gather more information and see where it leads us. But
right.
I, like you, am suspicious of these activities, and I'm also concerned that the approach of Israel and the United States will lead to more violence and not less.
Right. But I think there's so many agendas here. They happen to line up in certain places. I think that if this continues the way it's going, we're in bad shape. I don't think the world could withstand this type of this lack of moral leadership, this lack of respect for countries and their borders and the people within those countries,
mm-hmm.
the lack of respect for international law. I mean, once you cross, that line, I just don't know how you put that genie back in the bottle. And we're fairly out there already with Iraq, and I would even say Afghanistan. I just, I hope to God this is just a coinkydink, if you will.
Right, yeah.
But, and honestly, this is really, a lot of this is my speculation, because I don't think right now anybody really knows, or the people who do know, I don't have access to them, at least not now. And
mm-hmm.
so that's just my speculation, but I think it's based on some solid reasoning, and certainly from my conversations with people who, they specialize in this type of thing, so...
Mm-hmm.
We'll see,
Yeah. And you referenced Colonel Sam Gardner, retired from the United States Air Force. He
right.
has been doing a lot of research on Iran. He talks to a lot of his former colleagues in the military, and he'll be back with us on the program this coming Monday.
So oh, wonderful.
We'll get an update from him at that time. And
excellent.
From your perspective, Larissa, anything new produced by the recent Seymour Hersh article regarding Iran and the pushback from the Pentagon against the Bush administration?
Well, I don't want to say the Pentagon. I'd say the brass, the military brass. But
uh-huh.
Remember, the Pentagon has created once again, I don't know if we covered this on your show, I reported, they created Iranian directorate?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the Office of Special Plans?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, there was an Iranian directorate created that essentially is in the same place as OSP and is being literally run by the same people minus Larry Franklin, who pled guilty to passing classified information. So he's out. And minus Feitz, who's teaching now. So Edelman is the new Feitz. I don't know who the new Franklin is.
Mm-hmm.
But Shulsky is still there. And the Pentagon went on the record and confirmed this in my article.
Wow.
So we have whatever the brass is saying. The reality is we're repeating exactly the MO that we did leading up to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I might add that once again... when that article ran, Michael Adine also confirmed for me that he went to Rome and he went with met with Ghorbanifar again.
Right.
So, I'm kind of surprised that didn't make, bigger news. One would think it would, but apparently not.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larissa, we're out of time here. We're out of time, so I want to thank you for joining us under difficult circumstances. And I hope you have some fun while you're in New York.
I will try. Thank you.
All right. That's Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com, live from the streets of Greenwich Village, New York, this evening. Coming up next, Doug Ferrari, the comedian known as Dougzilla. He's going to join us to kick off the Free Speech Zone today. And he's going to regale us with his list of the top 10 Bush scandals. Then it's your phone calls. So grab a line now, 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast, or toll-free at 888-579-2540. You can drop me an email, peter@peterbcollins.com.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience, who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Another Israeli airstrike in Gaza City. This time the target was the Palestinian Foreign Ministry. The building and the surrounding area are badly damaged. 13 people are hurt. Israel says the Foreign Ministry was used for the planning of terror attacks. Another front opened today when Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon staged a cross-border raid in northern Israel. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger reports 8 Israeli soldiers were killed and 2 were captured.
Hezbollah wants a prisoner swap, plain and simple. They said this was the only way to get Israel to release prisoners. And so basically what's happened is that Hezbollah has joined forces with Hamas, who was holding another Israeli soldier kidnapped 2 weeks ago. They're trying to put pressure on Israel. Israel says it won't negotiate with terrorists.
Israeli forces launched retaliatory strikes deep inside Lebanon, bombing bridges and roads and suspected Hezbollah hideouts. It's a breakthrough for HIV patients, not a cure, but a better way to manage their condition. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a single, once-a-day pill that replaces the so-called AIDS cocktail of medications.
People will have a much easier time taking the medicine and adhering to the regimens, you know, taking them every day, because it's only going to be just one pill.
Cesar Angel of Gay Men's Health Crisis in New York counsels HIV patients on sticking with their treatment. A compromise in the Senate clears the way for a vote later this month on expanded offshore oil and gas drilling. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The new proposal would open up a big chunk of the eastern Gulf of Mexico to drilling while letting Florida protect its waters out to 125 miles. It could lead to more production of oil and gas, and while Florida's Republican Senator Mel Martinez has signed off on it, Democrat Bill Nelson isn't so sure and could launch a filibuster. It's also very different from a House-passed bill that would basically end the ban on new offshore drilling off Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf coasts while diverting lease revenues from the federal government to the states.
As the U.N. Security Council considers what to do about North Korea, a showdown with Iran is looming. Today, the Iranian government failed to meet the deadline for responding to the major power proposal for resolving the dispute over its nuclear program. So the United States, Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany have referred the case to the Security Council, which could lead to economic sanctions. As Discovery astronauts Pierce Sellers and Mike Fossum completed their third and final spacewalk today, Fossum was in a philosophical mood.
We stand on the shoulders of the giants who came before us, and we reach out to welcome those hardy souls who yearn to carry this greatest of human adventures further still. Good work. It's a wrap.
The astronauts lost a spatula in orbit as they practiced a new technique for patching the space shuttle's heat shield, but the loss was no big deal. They had spares. On Wall Street, some losses today. The Dow Industrial's down 121 points to 11,013. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject guys hate to talk about, erectile dysfunction. Well, if guys won't even talk about it, how can we doctors treat them? First caller.
Yes, just for the record, I've never personally experienced ED.
Okay.
But were I ever someday to have this issue, I have a prearranged code with my doctor.
You're going to mention some kind of code phrase.
Exactly. One I'm not at liberty to divulge at this point in time.
And you think your doc will remember it?
Well...
Wouldn't it be easier to just take a deep breath and blurt out?
As in, hey, doc, I think I might have ED.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't so bad. Thanks.
And we're on the air. If you think you might have ED, your doctor's the one who can help. So blurt, stammer, hem, or haw, your doc will get the drift. It could make a difference in your sex life. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, visit JustAskToday.com.
If there's someone in your life who wants to make you a better person, don't be angry, be grateful. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has the story from London.
Lose weight, stop smoking, put down that beer, get a job and go back to school. All that nagging from your partner could save your life. According to a study, those living alone have twice the risk of serious heart disease, angina, and heart attack. The report in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health looked at 140,000 Danish adults. Those at highest risk were single, and because of that, tended to take poor care of themselves. Those at lowest risk had a partner, more education, and a job. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The British MG is coming back by way of China and Oklahoma. The Nanjing Automobile Group, which acquired the MG brand last year, says it will reintroduce MG cars in the United States. They'll be built at a new plant in Ardmore, Oklahoma, that's scheduled to open in late 2008. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show as we head into the free speech zone today.
First they went and stole the election. Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said Bush it. He went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon's just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster, split in half. Bush it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back with the puppeteer's hand. Bush it.
We got a lot to talk about here on the Peter B. Collins Show this hour. The free speech zone is open. Our phone lines are wide open for you. And at some point during the hour, we hope to connect with comedian Doug Ferrari. His line's busy right now, so we can't get him at the moment. And that means if you give us a call, you can be first up in the free speech zone today. You can talk about any issue in the news, something we've talked about or something we haven't. And the number to call on the Central Coast is 831-899-5792. That's 831-899-KRXA. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-579-2540. That's 888-579-2540. And there's plenty to talk about. Kevin Danaher from Global Exchange was with us in the first part of the program today. We talked about Hillary Rodham Clinton's coziness with the healthcare industry. You realize she is now the number two Senate recipient of campaign contributions from the industry that, well, that vilified her in the 90s. and, you know, suspected that she was trying to socialize one-eighth of the American economy. And what's even more ironic is that Hillary Clinton is running in New York State. She's got oodles of money, very little competition, and she doesn't need money from pharma and from the HMOs and the Frist family. I don't know specifically that she's gotten it from the Frist family, but they're big players in the for-profit healthcare industry in this country. And I just find it amazing that Hillary Clinton is able to navigate through these shoals the way she does. Also, we talked with Amy Jussel about what's going on with your kids and the Internet. We talked with Larissa Alexandrovna just over the last half hour about the situation in New York with the plot that was discovered in a chat room on the Internet. And once again, this appears to be hyped by our government for political purposes. And I find that very strange. We also touched with Larissa on this new military adventure of Israel going into Lebanon today. And I have some catching up to do, but I believe there was a provocation caused by Hezbollah and that Israel is responding in this manner because of the connection between Hezbollah and Iran, which is certainly real. So any of those issues up for grabs, you can give me a call now. And that number is 831-899-5792 or toll-free 888-579-2540. Judith, you're up first. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Judith.
I don't know how. Okay.
You don't know how what?
I don't know how he got my name, but that's cool.
Oh, it's written up on my instant messenger
screen. Oh, my God. You guys are way ahead of me.
Oh, we're high-tech kind of.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I wanted to know what happened with that woman that called in last week. She said she had information to believe that, you know, what's his name, Kenley died, and right. The government might have killed him. And then she started talking about LSD, and then you said call back the next day. And then I tuned in the next day, and I was listening, and then I got in a phone call, and I missed it.
No.
Did she ever call you back?
She did.
Oh, I missed it.
And the story went on and on.
Uh-huh.
And it involved her former husband, who apparently was a medical specialist who studied the phenomenon of LSD and was somehow related to the federal program, the CIA covert program called MK Ultra.
Exactly, yeah, I know about that.
And very long into this narrative, she connected it up to Ken Lay, and I have to say that it was not a real solid connection in my mind.
Well, I can see what happens when you get in the conspiracy thing. You kind of get this hat on, you know?
Yeah.
You wear this conspiracy hat, and especially when I heard that now that he's dead, his sentence is, like, all negated or something? Is that true?
Well, it's true because he was not able to exhaust all his appeals, and under the law, as it's been explained to me, the conviction is now vacated. And the orders of restitution and, you know, any sentence that he was going to be subjected to, that all goes away, too.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
Well, that just settles it for me. I mean, is anyone going to ask about seeing his body, or is everyone just going to move on now? Because, I mean, come on, that's just too pat. That's too pat, Peter.
Well,
I mean, you
can
put your conspiracy hat on for a second, and when you hear that, like, okay, forget it, that's it.
Well, no, here's what I have said, and I'm going to stick by this position until something better comes along.
Okay.
and that is that I honor the questions that you're asking. I don't have a way to go
and I
believe his body has already been cremated.
Maybe you can send Marissa over there to check out on the morgue.
I'll ask Larissa to check.
She'd just love to do that, wouldn't she?
But at this point, I have no basis to suspect that foul play or self-inflicted wounds were involved.
Uh-huh.
And certainly the coroner in Aspen could be bought off, could have had an interest in protecting the Lay family. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's move on.
So, again, I share the suspicion, but I don't have any way to get information to back it up.
I just saw the author of the new book about Tim Leary, so all this LSD talk just got me, my ears perked up, too. But I want to say something else. Doug Ferrari and I met at The Last Waltz.
You did?
And some people have seen that movie.
Sure.
Every time I see the beginning and those people are dancing in the beginning, that was the most incredible evening. You know, it was a free dinner. They served champagne. Dylan brought salmon down from Alaska there was two lines. You could go to the salmon line or the turkey line, and then they cleared the table, and they had these dancers that were all dressed up that were there for the movie, and then the rest of us that were brave enough got up and danced. Well, I just met Doug, this tall young man. He was a poet, and he was in the High Wire Radio Choir,
right.
And he asked me to dance, and then later on we did so several collaborations together because I am also a poet too. So I just want to say I'm so glad he's on. I'm tuning in and have a good. I'm so glad to hear that Doug's out there and he's a great guy. And
okay, and Judith, you can email him. He has a website at dougzilla.com.
I figured I'd get the news on that because I'm just going online, so I'm quite excited.
Yeah. And
okay.
Send him a note. I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear from you. And as soon as he gets
yeah.
off the phone, he must be talking to somebody really important.
The fact that we're still alive.
So when he gets off the phone, we'll get him on the show today at some
yeah.
point between
well,
now and the end of the hour.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks
Bye.
For your call today,
You're
Judith.
Welcome. Bye.
And that leaves a line open for you, 831-899-5792 or toll-free at 888-579-2540. Now, maybe you caught this. What state has submitted to the federal government the largest number of sites which the state claims would be vulnerable to terrorist attacks? And you might think, first and foremost, oh, New York. You might think, well, Washington, D.C. You might even think California, because we live here and we have so many icons that might be a likely target for a terrorist group. But if you speculated on any of those states, you would be wrong. The number one state in the nation with the largest number of terrorist potential targets is the Hoosier state of Indiana. They claim 8,591 sites that somehow need federal funds to be protected from a potential terrorist attack. Indiana? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what the terrorists, you know, in a cave in Afghanistan, you would sit there and say, we want to hit the heartland of America. Let's hit Indianapolis. Now, when I grew up in Ohio, we used to refer to Indianapolis as and no place. And the only thing that people were drawn to Indianapolis for was the Indy 500. Might terrorists want to disrupt that? I think that's fair. But that doesn't explain the other 8,590 sites in Indiana. I mean, you telling me that French Lick, a little cheapo resort town, is a place that Islamic terrorists would target in order to really bring America to its knees? But this points up the ridiculous political influence over security for our nation, domestic security. I choke on that phrase, homeland security. I'm sorry, I'm still not comfortable with it. But we're spending more in Indiana, or at least Indiana wants us to, than we are in many other states with much greater vulnerabilities. So I'd like to hear your comments on that or any other issue in the news. You can get on the line now, 831-899-5792. Or toll-free, call me at 1-888-579-2540, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
This week on Rock Roll Real Estate, meet John Brown, president of Brown Developments. John is an investor, author, and produces a weekly TV show. If you're an investor, listen this week. John will have some hot tips for you on some great real estate opportunities. That's this Sunday at 10 a.m. Rock Roll Real Estate, heard on this station and all over Northern California. You can also listen online at rockrollandrealestate.com. For more information, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Hi, Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary, our 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, montereylimos.com. Our corporate transportation program offers competitive rates, we answer the phone 24/7, and you get a real person. And we have the best professional chauffeurs. We cover all the airports including San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and Monterey. We can help plan your company's VIP meeting or employee outing to the ballgame. Let us take the worry and hassle out of your transportation or event. 625-5363 or montereylimos.com.
KRXA 540 takes a look at traffic now. It's 520. Here's Pat McAllister.
Let's start in Santa Cruz this time around. We've got problems southbound 1 past Morrissey Boulevard. 3-car crash. One of them still in your left-hand lane. The others managed to limp their way to the shoulder. Again, this is the southbound side of 1. SoCal northbound 1, before Porter Street. 3-car crash there to the center divide. They're clearing that one out of your way. And this is bad not just for the commute, but for the folks whose furniture is inside. A moving van. This is Highway 68 at Coral de Tierra. It has an engine fire, and this is all to the shoulder. But nonetheless, the fire department is rolling into the scene. Your KRXA update brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Now at Mattress Discounters, it's every Simmons Beauty Rest Sealy Posturepedic mattress set on sale and you sleep free for up to 12 months on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Pat McAllister with traffic on KRXA 540.
Thank you, Pat. We'll check you one more time in about half an hour.
All right.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. Let's get up and do a little stomp.
Together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
Just a little shot of gospel music. That's Kirk Franklin. It's called Stomp. We are taking your calls in the free speech zone. You can comment on anything in the news, anything that you think other people care about. My number is 831-899-5792. Or toll free, 888-579-2540. We've got Howard on the line from Monterey. Hello, Howard. You're on the Peter B. Show.
Hello, Peter B. Love your show.
Why, thank you. I just moved you from Seaside. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, he's actually in Seaside, not Monterey. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment about the Israeli response to that attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people tend to forget the proportionality here because they're constantly saying, well, that's, you know, out of proportion to what the damage is done. But you want to see a lack of proportion, you know, multiply those casualties by 100, and you have the effect, this an equivalent effect of what would happen in this country. So imagine, you know, 300 American soldiers kidnapped by Mexico and 1,000 killed by Mexico and Mexico and Canada, if they were enemies, and watch us go nuclear. I mean, look what happened in, you know, when we lost 3,000 people on September 11th. We've started two wars to start a third.
Mm-hmm.
And spent hundreds of billions of dollars and no end in sight. And we're telling Israel that that they're out of proportion.
Well, I believe Israel's response is out of proportion, Howard. And here's why. We have a situation where Israel has dominated the Palestinians for some time. And the occupation is very difficult for both sides. I have no doubt about that. But Israel has the upper hand in virtually every respect. And they believe that, as Kevin Danaher put it earlier today on this program, that more violence is going to bring peace. And I understand Israel's concern about the soldier who was taken, and I understand the way you just explained that, you know, in numerical terms, that it would be the equivalent of a much larger grab of American troops in a similar situation. So I'm hearing what you're saying, but I really don't agree that Israel's response is proportional. The electrical power plant in Gaza that they blew up has sentenced every Palestinian to a summer of intense heat, limited water supplies because pumps don't work, and the degradation of the quality of life, such as it is, for Palestinians under this current Israeli assault is substantial. And when you have people whose backs are to the wall, and they have no other recourse, they are going to respond in irrational ways, in uncivilized ways, in ways that you and I might consider barbaric. And that's why they attack civilians. I don't justify that or rationalize it, but I can understand how they reach that point.
Well, I can understand it, too. And having been there, I understand that. But look at it this. Look at the little bigger picture here. Israel is not just fighting the Palestinians. The Palestinians are backed up by the Syrians. The Lebanese are backed up by Iran. Saudi Arabia is financing the whole schmear. And you end up, this is a war Israel knows they cannot possibly win in the long run if they just try and do it militarily. They've got 800 million adversaries. And all they can do is try and keep their own people from getting bombed in their in restaurants and cafes. That's all they can do.
Well, Howard, I understand what you're saying. At the same time, I believe that Israel has been operating with an American mentality, and that is that they could go in and pummel the Palestinians, and there would be no adverse consequences. Israel, at minimum, should have been able to see that this assault would unify Fatah and Hamas, which up to this point over the last 6 to 9 months have had a huge divergence because Hamas won the election, Fatah's on the outs. Fatah was declared corrupt, and that's true. So, you know, they were not unified, and now because of this assault from Israel, they are more or less unified, or at least more unified than they were 3 months ago. Also, it is predictable that if you put pressure on the Palestinians, you cannot prevent, and they can't prevent, Hezbollah from responding. And yes, I agree, Hezbollah is in league with the government in Tehran, and that is a very serious concern. But to invade Lebanon only ups the ante and, in my view, increases the risk that Israel will face, as you put it, the wrath of 800 million.
But they already do, Peter. You know, they have adversaries all over the Middle East committed to their destruction. Not a one of them has, even when Israel had withdrawn and was trying to make peace, not a one of them said, "We recognize your right to exist." Not one.
I hear you.
If you have implacable enemies committed to your destruction, and you have them, and if you try and make peace with them and they bomb your cafes, and if you attack them and they bomb your cafes, it doesn't seem to make any difference whether or not they appease or whether or not they withdraw or anything else. Your opponents are flat out committed to their total destruction.
Well,
you watch what Americans do if we had an enemy like that on our borders. We would go nuclear.
Well, and I wouldn't support that, but there are hotheads who might. I understand
yeah,
your point.
Right.
But Howard, at this juncture, you and I might have some disagreements, but I believe that the U.S. has got to step back from what is perceived widely and often accurately as, unerring support for Israel. And I think we need to try to strike a middle ground, and we need to try to find ways to reduce the provocations and reduce the hostilities. And that's not going to occur if we turn a blind eye to Israel's very aggressive response here and the expansion of it into neighboring countries. This could produce the Islamic holy war that Osama bin Laden has been wishing for. And we've got to be very careful that we don't boldly walk into that trap. Howard, I thank you for your call today.
Okay.
I'd like to hear from others. 831-899-5792 or call me toll-free, 888-579-2540. Your free speech zone is on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Parents, do you need cash for college? This year, more than $100 billion is available for financial aid. Let AboutCollegeFunding.com help you navigate the complicated process to accessing your share of these funds. AboutCollegeFunding.com is now offering free one-hour consultations for parents in need of answers. To schedule your free one-hour consultation with RJ Moyer, call 1-888-337-9775. That's 1-888-337-9775.
Remember, the early bird gets the cash.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues live from the Left Coast. We found him, Doug Zilla. His line was busy because, well, he had a more important call. He had gotten through to tech support, and, you know, once you do, you can't let go.
Here we come, starting another war. We got our heads up our asses. You know, we're really bored. Somebody really drown. We lie whenever we want to. Yeah, you know it's true. And if you don't believe us, turn on the nightly news.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. I remain your humble host, Peter B. Way back there in the last century, in the 70s, I met a guy named Doug Ferrari, who was a founder of the High Wire Radio Choir. And in the mid-80s, he went on to win the San Francisco stand-up comedy competition. And he joins us today live on the telephone. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Peter B. You know, the line was open, but the phone company said all the circuits were busy.
Oh, really?
What a coincidence.
Wow. Should we call the NSA? You know, I have a personal handler over there.
Yeah.
We call him Benny.
Tell Benny to keep the darn line open.
Well, let me just ask, are you a Comcast telephone customer?
I do not believe so.
Well, I am, and I regret it. Our household has been selected for random interruptions over the last 4 weeks. Sometimes I'll come home and the phones are working, and other times they're not. And Comcast has made two attempts to send a repair person to our house, and either Kathy or I had to sit there for 4 hours each time. And the truck was a no-show each time.
Well,
so I'm about ready to rip the cables out and just mail them to them.
Well, my wife is a political activist online, and she is a computer wizard. And before her email goes to anybody else in the country, she found out that it stops at a little building on Market Street in San Francisco owned by AT&T.
That's just to protect us from the terrorist.
That's where Benny is and my guy, Agent Mike.
Well, Doug, it's great to catch up with you. And Judith called from the Monterey area. She recalls dancing with you at the last waltz at Winterland.
Yeah, I do, too. The last waltz was great. That is, now that I'm clean and sober, it's great to have my memories back. But I did smoke for 24 years, so I do forget things, but I remember the last waltz. It was great.
Oh, good, good. Well, I had tickets to the last waltz, and I didn't go because I went to Thanksgiving dinner at my brother's house instead, and I really regret it.
Well, I went up to the cameraman afterwards and sarcastically said, "Did you get any good shots?" And he said, "Yeah." And then I found out that was Martin Scorsese.
Wow. Nice. So, Doug, you have for us your own personal top 10 list of Bush scandals.
Yeah, well, it's gotten to 15. I'll try to go fast. Top 15 Bush scandals, all true. You ready?
Ready. Mission
okay.
Creep. It's occurred. Go ahead.
9/11. The FBI had Zacharias Moussaoui, the so-called 20th hijacker, a month before 9/11, but they didn't check his computer. They didn't take him seriously when he said they were going to fly planes into the World Trade Center. That's why I think the FBI stands for effed up beyond imagining. But at least Saddam Hussein is now on trial for doing 9/11. Just kidding.
You know, okay. They've never indicted Osama either. Go on.
Yeah, NSA wiretapping. They've been doing illegal wiretapping since before 9/11, and they still haven't caught bin Laden. He's 6 feet 6 inches tall with a donkey with a dialysis machine on it. And he's putting out more videos than Adam Sandler. But Bush doesn't want terrorists to know he's spying on them. He wants it to be a surprise. So he put Michael Hayden, the former head of the NSA, in charge of the CIA. This is the man who said probable cause was not in the Fourth Amendment. it is. As we know, knowing the Bill of Rights is not a requirement for a job in the Bush administration.
Well, that's true.
Hayden, one of the geniuses that thought collecting all our phone and internet records was a good idea, also says the NSA wasn't spying before 9/11, but they were. He said if this spying without warrants was going on before 9/11, they would have known about the two hijackers in San Diego, except they did know because they rented their apartment from an FBI informant.
Yes, and they received money from Prince Bandar's wife.
Yeah. It's the pod people. That's what I call them, from Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the pod people. That's why they all say the same thing on TV every night. Most guys I know can't even clear their own voicemail, but General Hayden is dealing with 1.8 trillion of our phone records. Apparently, Al-Qaeda is so busy on the phone with us, they don't have time to plan any terrorist attacks, right? next scandal, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
They made Bush a DVD of Katrina because he doesn't watch the news and he doesn't read, and we all know how well that worked. The most stressed out person in America must be Bush's briefer. He has to keep him coloring inside the lines. Terry Schiavo. Bush did not cut short his vacation for the warnings about 9/11 or for Katrina, but he did cut it short once for Terry Schiavo. Bill Schrift looked at a video and said she seemed fine to him. Which is weird, because usually Senate Republicans are experts on brain death, right?
Yeah.
Okay, torture. Bush has had one torture scandal after another. At Gitmo, they play the prisoners' Eminem records at full volume. If that doesn't violate the Geneva Conventions, nothing does. I'd talk in a minute. The whole rationale for building Gitmo in Cuba was to evade the U.S. law regarding due process, because we know that everything they do on American soil is done legally. Then, of course, there was those terrible photographs from Abu Ghraib. Those wacky swing shift kids took 1,000 snapshots and sent them to everybody. So you know what the Pentagon solution was?
Ban digital cameras.
They put up a sign that says, no photography. That's true.
That fixes it.
Okay, the next one. Everyone in the Republican leadership are either under investigation or have been indicted. Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist has a problem with insider trading. Tom DeLay was indicted for money laundering and had to step down. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert was lobbied by Turkey, the country, even though foreign countries are not supposed to buy our legislators. Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, was indicted for perjury. Lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty to conspiracy, tax evasion, and mail fraud. And Bush says he's never met any of these people. The next
Don't forget Kenny Boy Lay, the late Kenny Boy. Bush couldn't remember being friends with him either.
Yeah, that's right. He never heard of Kenny Boy. He may know Laura. The next one, the Transportation Security Administration. But at least now we can fly in peace, right? Dream on, Peter. Babies, grandmas, senators, and Subway sandwich makers are on the, quote, terrorist watch list, but they just put 21 suitcases full of bomb-making materials into the airports, and they all sailed right through. But at least they found my tweezers.
Yeah. Well, and they took my favorite beard-trimming scissors, too.
Oh, my God.
It made me safer, but a little more hairy.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're so upset by people with clippers and little scissors and little beard-trimming things, because we know the terrorists don't tweeze.
Right. They don't trim their beards.
The next one, faith-based elections. Folks, don't feel bad because we reelected Bush. There's not a shred of evidence he was ever elected in the first place. The Supreme Court selected him in 2000. Diebold voting machine selected him in 2004. But they say we should all vote by computer because we know computers never mess up.
Right.
Okay. The next one is the Mexican bashing, which is racist and it is a scandal. The Senate passed a bill making English our official language. Bush said he's against it because he's afraid he'll be deported. They want to build a 10-foot fence along part of our southern border. Now everybody will have to go all the way around. And some of the Republicans want to build a fence along the entire U.S. border with Mexico, except who are they going to get to build the fence?
Hey, and what about Canada?
Yeah, hardline Republicans want the feds to deport 12 million illegal immigrants. Hey, they couldn't get 100,000 people out of New Orleans before Katrina. And those people were lined up in one place and waving.
Yeah, you got that right.
And the sleaziest scandal in history is going on right now, Peter. Defense contractors and Department of Homeland Security staffers were caught having poker parties for congressmen at the Watergate Hotel.
Yeah.
The real game was they let the congressmen win so they'd have cash to pay for hookers that were conveniently provided. First, congressmen can't afford their own hookers. Second, did they have to do it in the Watergate Hotel?
Yeah, somebody is not paying attention.
Third, these married Kong radio and TV. It is now passed, and you, Peter B., it is now illegal to actually say the congressmen were with hookers. It happened in limos, too, and the Department of Homeland Security says they only use limousines because, quote, cabs are too expensive. And you thought they didn't care. Bush's approval ratings are at Nixonian levels, but Karl Rove says they're really in the 60s because Americans, quote, still like him. Then his nose shot out of yard and his pants caught on fire. Karl Rove committed treason. The next
service.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
KRXA 540 checks your traffic one more time. It's 548, and here she is, Pat McAllister.
With some good news, the Santa Cruz crash, three cars on one southbound past Morrissey Boulevard, they're gone. Then there was the hazmat situation and the residual, the cleanup mop-up that was necessary. The word from the CHP is they should be out of there very soon, so that's good news on that stretch. Highway 68, Corral de Tierra, that's where the moving van engine fire really bottlenecked that Salinas-Monterey stretch, but it is now gone. Your KRXA update brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Most businesses want to attract customers, not bugs. That's why more companies turn to North America's number one commercial pest control provider. That's Orkin. To find out why so many trust Orkin, visit OrkinCommercial.org. Pat McAllister with traffic on KRXA 540.
All right, well, hop in. Let's take a ride, Pat.
It's a zooming idea.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Free Speech Zone lines open for you right now. Central Coast 831-899-5792 or toll free 888-579-2540. And you've probably heard about this. I don't know how many times you've flown into Logan Airport in Boston, which is just east of the city. And there is a tunnel and a causeway that takes you from the airport into Boston. And over the last 5 to 15 years, I mean, it's been underway for a long time, maybe back even into the early 1990s, there has been a project in Boston called the Big Dig. And it started off, I think, as a $2.5 or $3 billion federally funded transportation deal. And it ended up at $14.6 billion. And you'd think with those kinds of cost overruns, I mean, what, six times the original estimate, that they would have done quality work. Well, the other night, a huge section of the ceiling of one of the tunnel tubes just up and fell down. And it killed at least one woman who was driving in her car, and she was crushed to death. And this kind of shoddy construction, I mean, this was apparently finished just 5 years ago, and it's already starting to crumble and fall down, is shocking in America. This is what we think of the old Soviet Union. It's what we think of Russia. It's what we think of third world countries. And the San Francisco Chronicle published a lengthy expose this past Sunday identifying a contractor who got business from various entities, government entities in the San Francisco area, to provide poured concrete. And he routinely under-delivered in the quality of that concrete, and it appears that at a certain point, he started mixing in old concrete, recycled concrete, with the fresh stuff as a way of cutting his costs and fattening his bottom line. And now they're going back to portions of the new structure of the Bay Bridge, portions of the retrofit of the Golden Gate Bridge, portions of the Central Freeway in San Francisco, which has been using concrete from this company. And I don't blame this on Bush. I have to say that this is something that is much more endemic and long-term. But we have become so greedy as a nation that we permit these kinds of things to occur. And, of course, there are many guilty parties up and down the line. Now, you look at the big dig in Boston, you've got people like John Kerry and Ted Kennedy who earmarked money to go into that project, even as the cost kept escalating over and over again. And at some point, somebody should have exercised their role in oversight and said, well, you know, maybe we ought to check on the quality of this work. But too often there's cronyism, and some of that cronyism involves labor unions. I like to be honest and fair about that, because not every union is clean. And when it comes to construction trades, we sometimes see corners are being cut in terms of the quality of materials because of the high cost of labor. And so I don't have a finger to point at anyone specific. I think we all share some responsibility, and it is the unbridled greed that is promoted in so many quarters in this country that's at the bottom of these kinds of problems. Steve's on line one. Hello, Steve. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Peter. Oops, back up.
Yeah, go right ahead. There's a little bit of echo on the line, but you can just ignore it.
I just turned my radio off.
Good.
Briefly, the Bombay bombing makes me suspect, like the London bombing, that who profits from it is the oil companies, because they scare everybody from taking economical mass transit and scare them into their SUVs.
Well, explain that a little bit better. You're saying that the bombing in Mumbai, you attribute to oil companies?
Well, it's kind of like the 9/11 is an inside job kind of problem, that you look at the end results of who actually benefited from this Reichstag fire, and you go, oh, yeah, well, the Reichstag burned down, and then the Nazis came to power. It's like 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
so who benefits when all of a sudden, you know, there's these horrendous, you know, like subway slaughters of poor people who, you know, have to take the subway to get to work? Are they somehow the enemies? Could anybody remotely consider, you know, any terrorist? How could anyone consider them their enemies? It's just beyond my comprehension. So I figure it must be the lords of the earth, you know, who need to keep us scared.
Well,
Red and circuses,
Steve,
aren't doing it, so they got to scare us.
All right. Well, you're entitled to your analysis there, Steve, but I don't buy it.
And well, I just wanted to add on the last caller, too. Remember that Hitler had at least he was a combat veteran.
Okay, and he was elected.
There you go.
All right, but Steve, to your original point, at this stage of the investigation of the bombings in Mumbai, I'm pretty well convinced that this was the work of a Pakistani-based terrorist group, and there is a long-running feud between Pakistan and India. Now, you can conclude who the beneficiaries are, but in India, you don't have the same type of economy and disposable income that people in the United States do. And so I don't see a direct benefit to oil companies from the terrorist activities that were very well timed and carefully executed in the formerly known city of Bombay. Go ahead. What? You're breaking up there. Say it again. Okay. Now he's been reduced to babble. And it's not your fault, Steve, that part. It's the cell phone. But honestly, I have to draw a line in terms of, you know, how you want to try to attribute the causes or the benefits of certain atrocities. And, for example, we jumped to conclusions a year ago that the London bombing of the subway bombings of 7705 were the work of Al-Qaeda. Turns out that's probably not true. They may have been inspired by Al-Qaeda. They may have been trying to match Osama bin Laden in some of his alleged activities and those that have been attributed to him. But I think that we often want to jump to conclusions, and I think often our government and our media want us to jump to those conclusions. But at this point, I can't see that Big Oil or anybody like that got a direct benefit from the bombing in Mumbai yesterday. What else is going on in the news here? I have a couple of other stories we didn't get to. Oh, yeah. The big switch at the White House, which they claim is not a change of policy. A memo was issued just the other day, on Friday, and distributed on Monday to all military leaders in the American military hierarchy worldwide, notifying them that from this point forward, detainees at Guantanamo Bay and perhaps elsewhere will qualify for treatment based on the Geneva Conventions. Now, this is a policy change forced by the Supreme Court last week, and they did it in such a friendly way because they didn't vilify George W. Bush for his intentional and arrogant violation of the law. They simply said he had violated the law, the position was untenable, and they can't do the kind of tribunals that he has suggested at Guantanamo Bay without congressional approval. And now Congress is racing to try to provide that rubber stamp. It is very interesting to see, and over the coming days we'll talk about this further and get some expert legal consultants on the program to talk about it too. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today. Trigger's here. We're going to saddle up and ride off into the sunset. I'm Peter B. Collins. Join me again tomorrow, same time, same station.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale at a new time. Reality Radio can now be heard every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5. So keep it right here, AM 540, for extraordinary progressive talk. Number one in Reality Radio, with me, Sheila Gale. There's nothing we won't talk about. See us Saturday, 4 to 5, Reality Radio, right here on AM 540, KRXA.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It's a familiar scene at a Gaza City hospital. Commotion and emotion as ambulances arrive carrying the injured from an Israeli airstrike. The latest target was the building that houses the Palestinian Foreign Ministry, which Israel says is led by Hamas, the group that holds a captured Israeli soldier. Two more soldiers were captured today by Hezbollah guerrillas who crossed the border from Lebanon. Eight Israeli soldiers were killed. That prompted retaliatory strikes inside Lebanon, and CBS News correspondent Lara Logan reports they're likely to intensify.
The Israeli army has told CBS News that their operations inside Lebanon are still ongoing because they're still trying to retrieve the bodies of four Israeli soldiers who were killed there. And Israel's political leaders have told their people to prepare themselves for difficult days ahead.
The wildfire in the California desert has scorched more than 30,000 acres now, and CBS News correspondent Manuel Gallegos reports firefighters are in an uphill battle.
It's out of control right now. They don't have any containment in sight. I can tell you that it's hot, dry, and gusty winds, and it's expected to be like that for days on end. So when they might get the handle on this fire is really anybody's guess.
At least 30 homes and other buildings have been destroyed, including some in Pioneer Town, which served as a set for dozens of Hollywood westerns. Senate Republican leaders have cut a deal, clearing the way for a vote later this month on expanded offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports.
The area we're talking about holds more than a billion barrels of crude oil and more than 5 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Florida senators insisted on a 125-mile protection zone. They want to make sure there's no drilling near their tourist coast. Also, Gulf states would share in the riches, getting 37.5% of revenues. That's potentially billions of dollars.
Environmental groups oppose the plan, even with the 125-mile buffer. Until now, people living with the AIDS virus have taken a cocktail of 3 different pills to keep the virus in check. But today, the Food and Drug Administration approved Atripla, a single pill that combines the benefits of all 3. It only needs to be taken once a day. Halliburton is losing its exclusive. The Army says it will rebid the multi